From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the U.S. president stands behind a controversial firing. U.S. President Donald Trump is defending his move to fire FBI Director James Comey, saying he lost the confidence of everyone in Washington, Republican and Democrat alike. In a series of Wednesday morning tweets, Trump said Comey will be replaced by someone who will do a far better job bringing back the spirit and prestige of the FBI. Critics of the move to dismiss Comey have said it raises questions about the FBI probe into Russian meddling in the November presidential election and possible collusion between Trump campaign aides and Russian interest. Trump, in a blunt letter to Comey Tuesday, told him, "You're hereby terminated and removed from office, effective immediately." The reasons for Comey's dismissal were outlined in two separate letters written by Attorney General Jeff Sessions and his deputy, Rod Rosenstein. They essentially accused Comey of taking the law into his own hands. Former U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez told VOA what really happened leading up to the firing would determine his opinion of the move.
I think that's very unfortunate. I wouldn't want to be treated that way. I think that I would deserve the courtesy of a phone call from the president or the vice president, or the chief of staff, or the attorney general. I have a problem with that. I just don't think that's, a good way to treat people. You hire good people, and you need to treat them well. And I, as a former attorney general, I know the lessons of, being respectful when you're removing someone. And so I think that was unfortunate.
Former U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez talking about the way Comey was fired, apparently learning